This is Skrillet, broadcasting and podcasting from the top of the world-famous Hawaiian Space Needle Tower in lovely, mystical Hawaii under a brilliant, brilliant, dare I say, full moon sky. This is Hacker Public Radio, Word, the Internet Massive. I'm Skrillet, co-host of the podcast Fedora Reloaded. And so obviously I run a lot of Fedora myself. I actually have two computers, one that boots only exclusively into Fedora, but for classes and for a lot of my work as a web and graphics designer, I use Mac OS X. For a while, I just used two computers, one booting into Fedora 10 and one booting into Mac OS X. But lately I've been wanting to have both operating systems on the same machine without having to lug around two laptops. That got old. So the answer was to dual boot Mac OS X and Fedora on the same laptop. And how does she do this? Well, in any brand of computer but Apple, you install Grub. And when you start the computer, you'd get a menu that lets you boot into Windows or Linux. Intel Apple computers use EFI and has a shell that you can use to interact with it. There are about three different groups doing different things with EFI. Intel, who developed it. TNCore, trying to come up with the free version of EFI or EFI shell. And REFIT, pronounced refit, I think, on sourceforge.net, a project which actually does implement an EFI hack that lets you choose what system you want to boot on your Macintosh computer. A lot of people have problems with EFI in terms of not being free and open software or firmware. I have problems with EFI because I can't take a USB thumb drive and boot Linux off of it like you might be able to with your non-Apple computer. Refit doesn't fix this, unfortunately, but it does at least add support for the major Linux file systems. The installation is easy. Go to refit.sourceforge.net and download the installation package on Mac OS, open it up, double-click on the installer, and in 15 seconds you have Refit installed. So, since you're doing this for a dual boot system, go to your Utilities folder and open up Bootcamp, and partition the drive in two partitions, the first for Mac OS X, and the second for what it thinks will be Windows. Before doing this, you should, just in case, back up all your data. During installation, click the Customize button and enable all the Linux file system support. After you've repartitioned, you can reboot. Just pop in your Linux install CD. And one of the first things you'll see is your refit screen. The refit screen is basically just intercepting your boot process. A lot more powerful than just holding down the Option key during boot up, since that doesn't ever really recognize Linux file systems. Install Linux as you normally would. Now, when Refit comes up, you'll have an Apple logo and a Penguin logo. Use the arrow keys to switch from one to the other. Hit return, and you boot into your OS of choice. If you don't choose anything for 20 seconds or so, it defaults to the first partition, which in most cases is OS X. That's it. Refit. Have a good time, remember to back up, and thanks for listening to Hacker Public Radio.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.